Anytime you need to take a decision in your business, do this breathing first, and then allow the message to come to you, right? And that way, you never have to doubt, you never have to worry, you never have to say this or that. The message will come to you. And by connecting to the Spirit, we will give you exact homework in a moment, of homework, play work, whatever. And the other thing you need to know, that if you want to change a habit, most of you know you have to do it for how many days? 90. Minimal 90 days, 3 months. 3 months. Actually, Joy is going to start, and I'm going to help you with that. Live your bliss. And that's a three-month process where we're going to assist people to really live their bliss in life. And so that's one thing that we're doing. But we stick to those 3 months, 90 days. I like 100 a little bit better, so I do it for sure, 100, whatever. It's a number. So you want to, and that's also where you want to create these habits. Now, it's a little bit longer, but in 90 days, in October, we're going to be back here. So if you prepare what you're doing and you would come back to join us for more, you would be so ready for what the next quantum jump is going to be for your own consciousness, for your own belief. And it would be like more fertile ground to plant the next seeds to grow the next forest in what you'll be doing.
And then maybe some of you have the question because they've joined us for previous workshops and they've actually done these 90 days. So whatever was the idea of that workshop and the concept you were working on, you've done those 90 days. And then your question is, what do I do now? Because that question came up from someone. Then my question to you is, well, have you created that habit? Those 90 days were about one specific thing, I hope. So the question whether you're done or not is simply answered by, are you doing that thing? Is it a habit now? If it is, then why would you continue focusing on it? It's an automatic habit. Then choose the next thing. So try, and that's why I kind of hone down on, be specific in what you want. You know, not only, oh, I just want love and light and peace in my life. Well, yeah. You know, the more specific you are, the more fun it is to work on these projects. To say, you know what, I'm just going to figure out how to keep my closet clean for 90 days. That's a very contained, specific project.
Is that you're talking about me now?
I was not suggesting anything.
Just to be sure.
Yeah, so always make it about something. Keep it exciting for your unconscious mind. We have a lot more questions here. So.
Yeah, okay. Let me. I was giving them how to create some. So one of the things is also what you want to write down, what don't you want to do anymore, what you want to stop doing.
I choose to stop doing this.
I choose to stop this. Could be negative thinking, it could be
just one thing.
Procrastination, it could be whatever. What is the most important thing that you want to stop? One important thing that you may want to say, for example, if you're complaining, If you're always complaining, you want to stop that. Mm-hmm. That's something you want to erase out of your life. And so what are the examples we have? What are things we can stop doing?
We can stop overeating.
Overeating, that's a nice one.
You know, we could stop stuffing food down real quick. We could take time when we eat. Mm-hmm. We could stop doing other things when we're eating.
Maybe stop being on the phone all the time could also be a good one.
We could limit our time on social media.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We could limit the time that we Netflix binge or things like that.
Yeah, okay.
We could decide to read more. How about reading a book? Literally a book. Just a few pages every day.
Now, that's one is, what would you do more?
Okay, good. Sorry, jumping ahead. What else would I stop doing? You could stop sitting in a chair all day and start moving around more. You could stop giving yourself so many excuses why you're not doing something and instead come up with ideas of why you could do something.
You could also stop saying yes to things that you don't want.
Mm.
You know, they're like, the people, or sometimes we are too open. We You know, someone calls us, we just need to take the phone. We can just say, no, I don't have time right now. So stop being maybe available for everybody or something like that. Mm. Stop listening to people always complaining. Maybe you're not complaining, but you have people always telling you the same story over and over and over. You said, stop, I'm not listening anymore. You told me this story 100 times. I'm done with that story. So you want to think about what is the most important thing you want to stop doing. And the opposite is, what would you want to start doing or do more of? Yeah, what would you want to add to your life? So could be reading, could
singing,
be exercise, could be
dancing.
Yeah.
Seriously, singing, dancing will take you closer to love, for sure. You can't sing and cry, hardly ever works.
And just two more things. One other thing is to be totally honest, to observe yourself. What is my biggest excuse? How do I sabotage myself? What kind of excuses do I come up with? For example, I don't have time to meditate. I'm too busy.
Yeah, just notice what you say to yourself.
Yeah.
Also notice what you say to yourself when someone is inviting you to something. Actually, someone's offering you something and you, oh no, that's too big, I couldn't take that. Oh no, don't get out of your comfort zone. No. How often we push it away. That's so interesting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one.
Yeah, last one is, what resource would make the biggest change for you? For some of you, resource could be something like courage, self-confidence, take action. So what quality would really make a difference? Because that's when you focus on that quality, you set your intention to download that quality in you over and over and over. You give that attention, you will own that quality in the next 90 days.
Well, also ask yourself, how would you know you're owning that quality? What would be a sign for you that you know you are confident or that you can speak your truth? What is the situation that would prove it to you? Make it that tangible for your mind so that when it happens, you can say, wow, I'm actually doing this. I never thought I would.
Okay.
I read something really interesting that totally touched me. It was actually in the happiness hypothesis that I'm reading. And it was all about how we have somehow in a global society created a generation of children that where many of them, unfortunately, have become real narcissists. You know why? I thought this was interesting. Well, research shows that if we just teach children confidence, but we don't teach them any skills, doesn't really go anywhere. That's where this overinflated view of themselves can sometimes come, because they've never actually had to put it to the test. And you know, sometimes I'm really shocked at how, okay, you know, so many years in my life, I have been told I am too woo-woo, too this, too that, too esoteric, too spiritual, too whatever, too fluffy. I've studied so much stuff, it's ridiculous, but whatever. That's just the image that many project, right? But you know what fascinates me most about this whole intuition thing and all the subjects we're diving into? Isn't a lot of it real common sense? I feel we're actually living in a world that has lost touch with common sense. In Asheville, and Asheville is a very untypical American city. It's very European, actually, very multicultural, very grounded, very organic movements. It's beautiful. Now, our daughter goes to one of the best schools in Asheville. And do you know that in her classroom of 23 children, 9-year-olds, she only has 2 children who can ride a bike? Because nobody's teaching them. I have so many kids at home when they come and see us in all age categories. You know that hardly any of them can cook. We're not teaching them anymore. And you know, when I was seeing that, I thought, oh my goodness, I did some of this too, especially as mamas, great mamas. No, we're going to do it all for you. Here's your dinner. I've even made the bread for you. And then we forget to teach them skills that they need to know. So teach your kids skills and not just confidence. And let's also start practicing those skills more. you know, normal things like go for a walk outside, plant a tree, clean up trash when you see it. That's reducing karma too. If we all picked up trash, there'd be way less trash. So I think sometimes it's just simple stuff. Common sense. Not woo-woo, common sense. Thank you for listening to me.
Okay.